Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
All right.
Hey!
We are the BDRS. Thanks for hanging out with us. Near the midway point. That would be 8:30. And that would mean we're going to be out of here at 10. Johnny B comes on 10 to midnight with his crew, Ryan Adams, Anna Hummel, and all the hilarity two-time Comedian of the Year can bring you one Johnny B. Thank you, Creative Loafing, for recognizing our boy.
So, I spent the weekend in Charlotte.
Right.
This past weekend.
How'd you feel about that?
Huh?
Nothing.
Wow.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh, jeez. That was a horrible joke.
It took you a second.
So horrible that it went over right over my head.
That is a joke. When I started in stand-up, there was this guy, his tagline, he was called Killer Bees.
Yeah.
And his tagline was, save up. And he would do this joke, and I thought it was the funniest joke ever. He'd go, when you're a comedian, and you're on the road a lot, you can't have a jealous woman. It just doesn't work. Like, I call my wife sometimes, I go, hey, I'm in Charlotte. She go, put the bitch on the phone.
No, jeez.
That, I must have heard that joke 100 times, and I laughed every time.
By the way, if you had a chance, you'd check out the interview with Charlotte Flair from the Mike Calta Show last week. It's good
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely.
So I spent the weekend at my buddy's house, and he tells me about this movie called The Room. He says, you got to watch this. Tommy Wiseau, The Room, is the name of this movie. Yeah. Well, it's by Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy, yeah.
I didn't know who Tommy Wiseau was.
Nobody
Apparently,
does.
He's a Polish-American actor. Filmmaker, producer. And when you look at the credits for The Room, it's directed by, produced by, written by, and starring Tommy Wiseau.
Which in Hollywood is never a good thing.
And it's produced by the production company, Wiseau Films.
Of course.
So I watched this movie over the weekend, and it is one of the greatest moments in cinematic history. Pure cinematic brilliance. It instantly went into my top five favorite films of all time. It was fantastic. So then I told Mo, listen, dude, this movie changed my life for the weekend. It is so great. You have to watch this. You have to watch this. Watch it and come back on Tuesday and give your review of Tommy Wiseau's The Room. Because I told you I thought it was fantastic.
Right.
I loved every minute of it. I watched it 3 times. This past weekend.
Let me throw out 2 words at you. Hot garbage. Let me throw another 2 out. Straight booty. You can call it hot garbage, Jerrica, or you can call it straight booty. It's both of them.
And then add pure brilliance.
No, there's no brilliance to it.
It is fantastic.
Well, I'll give you the brilliance. The brilliance of it is that this mother effer got this thing released. It is without a doubt one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my... I have never been so dumbfounded by a movie's plot as I was. First off, let me say this. You're 20 minutes, you're not even 20, you're 15 minutes in, and I got 3 soft core porn scenes in a legitimate movie.
Oh, hey, Lisa. And
bow, bow, bow.
If you've watched The Room by Tommy Wiseau, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025, I would love to see what you think. I think it is brilliant.
The lovemaking scenes were ridiculous, and it was always the same thing, Jerrica. Him on top of the girl in the bed, okay. and the blanket kind of half covering his ass. He was in love with his ass. Half covering his ass while he's humping.
At one point, you get a full ass shot.
Yeah.
He just walks through the house, gratuitous ass shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second love scene where, I don't want to give away a spoiler, but where his girl was, you know, banging his best friend.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. She's like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. So they go back and forth, and then they do it. And guess where they do it? on the stairs.
Spiral staircase.
Not sitting on the stairs, but it's like
on
they
the
see.
Rail?
Yeah, no. On the it's like, hey, where is the most uncomfortable place you could sleep with somebody for the first time? And you know what they choose? Her back laying up against the stairs. Let me give you this dialogue, folks. This was actual dialogue from the movie, and it was so bad that I had to text Gio while I was watching it. Here we go. Where is it? Okay. She asked.
I'll give you the synopsis.
Okay, go ahead.
Of the room.
Please, because I still have no idea what it was about.
Johnny is a successful banker who lives happily in a San Francisco townhouse.
Is that what he a banker?
With his fiance, Lisa.
Was that ever established in the movie that he was a banker?
One day, inexplicably, she gets bored with him and decides to seduce his best friend, Mark. From there, nothing will be the same ever again.
First off,
the room.
Inexplicably could be used to describe every aspect of this film. This is the snatch of dialogue that really got me.
Real quick, I want to, you know, by comparison, you're a filmmaker, so I like to, you know, see how these things are. How much money would you say you spent roughly on the Purgatorist?
Oh, the Purgatorist.
What'd it cost you?
10 minutes. We're about, now, I cut a lot of corners, right. A lot of deferred.
Yeah.
What I got it done for was about 10 grand less than what I should have paid. It was about 7 grand.
Okay.
Seven to 10 grand.
That sounds about right.
For,
you
10
know,
minutes short.
Right, of course.
Where a lot of people deferred money.
I want you to take a guess at the production budget for Tommy Wiseau's The Room.
37 and some change.
$37,000.
No, $37.
$37.
And some change, yes. That's how it looked on screen.
The production budget was $6
million. $6 million? That was a $6 million? Are you kidding me?
$6 million.
They had like four sets.
$6 million.
For six, that was a $6 million move. Let me tell you something.
Now,
Wiseau's throwing a little bit of money in his pocket.
Would you like to know what the initial box office run of The Room? Now, the movie's been out since 2003.
Right.
Actually, 2005. Would you like to know what $6 million budget, would you like to know what the box office was?
$37 and some change.
The original box office run. The original run.
$37 and some change.
You're way off.
Okay.
Way off.
How much?
Take another guess.
Okay.
Take a real guess.
A real guess. Da, 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 release.
$6 million budget.
$6 million budget.
Marketing, you know.
$1.5
million. $1,800.
He spent $6 million to make $18,000.
No. $1,800.
Oh, $1,800.
Roughly the same price I paid for my MacBook Pro.
Wow. Gio, I would like to. Jerrica, I need you.
The phones have lit up across Tampa Bay, as many people are familiar with. Tommy Wiseau's.
I'm sorry, yes.
The Room.
This is actual dialogue from Tom Wiseau's The Room.
All right.
He walks in. Now, Gio says he was a banker. That's never established in the film.
Okay.
No, he looks like a banker.
No, he doesn't.
Most bankers
what does the
dress,
banker look like?
Dress all in black and wear a trench coat.
He looks like a cheap saxophone player in a dirty nightclub. Okay. By the way, not only was it not established that he was a banker, I have no idea, and my girl Melanie had to ask me this too. She goes, why is it called The Room? I said, I have no idea.
They're always in a room?
No.
No. I mean,
I'll admit, that's a question that my friend and I have tossed around as well.
There is nothing
but
in that movie.
I love that your wife watched it as well.
Oh, she came.
Per my recommendation.
She came in. She got home from work early, and I'm watching it, and I had to immediately go, don't ask. It's purposely bad. Don't give me a lot of questions.
Let me throw on the purposely bad.
This is a snatch.
See, I knew nothing going in. My buddy said, hey, sit down. Just watch this movie. He told me nothing. Just watch it.
I swear, 5 minutes in, I was about to turn it off, but Gio said I had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actual dialogue from Tom Wiseau's The Room.
Okay.
He walks in. His fiance is sitting on the couch. Did you get your promotion? He says no. Then he walks around to the couch and plops down and looks dejected. And she goes, you didn't get it, did you?
He just said he didn't get it.
That's what I'm screaming at the TV. You simple bitch. He just told you he didn't get the promotion. So why would you say
it? Right.
I think it's amazing. Take some phone calls.
Okay.
Yes, please.
TM is online. Let's take a couple of the non-pros, and then we'll go to TM. Go ahead, Aaron. What do you got?
Yo, I watched it like 5 years ago with
who is this?
This is Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm right with you, Gio, man. That was like, that movie was fantastic. It was so bad that it was fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's Aaron's review. By the way, I'm not a great director. I have my own style. I direct. I write. I know a little bit about film. You don't have people in a room, and then when you're bringing another character in, just have them walk from off camera into the scene, where, and then everybody goes, oh, hey, Joe. Jerrica, I need you again. Get off the phone.
Okay, yeah.
So there would be like two people standing, mm-hmm. talking, and then someone would just walk up and go, oh, hey. And they would go, hey, now mind you, they're in the middle of the room. So for them not to see him, we have no idea where he came from. It was like a stage play. People would just walk into the camera and go, hey. And then they'd go, hey.
Would they then add him to the conversation, or would just go away again?
No, they would talk, but...
Go to Tori.
Oh, my God.
They would talk, but it was just the weirdest thing. Tori, what do you got?
Oh, hi, Tori.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Well, Tori. Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Mark.
That's another thing, Tori. They introduce a character, and I look at my wife, and I go,
it's Mark.
I go, who is that? They never tell you who this idiot is.
Another thing is that's great about this movie
See?
Is that one of the actors switch mid-film.
What?
Yeah, so if you remember this psychologist friend.
That was Peter.
From the movie. In the first half of the movie, it's one actor, and I guess something happened. There was some discrepancy, and so they had to get another actor in, so they replaced him.
Oh, now I got to watch
anything about
Dude,
it.
Dude, now I got to watch it again. Now I have to watch it again.
Now you know why I watched this movie 3 times this weekend.
Oh, my God, Tori. So you loved the film, did you, Tori?
I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite films of all time.
Oh, my God.
I tell all of my friends, even though it's so awkward to sit through all of those sex scenes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just such a good movie.
Well let's, when you say sex scenes, let's not give it more credit than it deserves, because those were the most awkward, non-sexy sex scenes I ever saw.
Would you like to play cards?
Thank you, Tori. We appreciate
you. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Now I'm going to tell you. Go back, whether it be this evening or tomorrow.
It won't be this evening.
Watch it again.
I have to.
Watch it again from beginning to end, because I guarantee you'll realize even more things.
Dude, if you're telling me that midway through this film, they switch actors and I didn't notice.
There's one scene where Mark, one of the main characters.
I guess, sure.
He's got a beard.
Right.
And then, like, 30 seconds later, no beard.
Oh, my God. Listen, I would. Jerrica,
Tommy Wiseau, The
I'm
Room.
Here.
And then we're going to go to TM Powell.
Okay.
For some inexplicable reason, in no less than 3 scenes, mm-hmm. someone walks in holding a football.
Okay.
Now, mind you, nobody's a football player. You're never on the football field. There's never a television playing for no.
Just some
they're
randomness.
In suits. Listen. They're not in. They're not Wait, in athletic
one of,
gear.
One of my favorite scenes is when all the male characters kind of congregate behind Johnny's apartment, and they play football. While all wearing tuxedos.
All wearing tuxedo. And they keep going, hey, Johnny, do you want to play football? What's the kid's name?
Denny,
hey, Johnny, you want to play football? Sure. So I'm thinking, okay, they're going to. They stand 5 feet apart from each other and toss the ball.
Wow. That's weird.
That's when they reveal that Mark has been clean shaven now.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that. I got to watch it again. TM Powell.
Respected movie critic.
Respected movie critic, cinephile. What say you, sir?
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I know.
When did you see this movie, Tim?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I saw it probably late 2000s. I mean, I didn't see it right when it came out. You know, it kind of grew like a cult following of this movie. You had to see like how Gio's trolling everybody in the Bay Area.
Dude,
right now.
I'm not kidding. I loved it.
It is definitely the worst movie I've ever seen. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, like I said, the sex scenes are just weird.
Oh, they're, you know, sometimes they're horrible.
He wrote and produced and directed the movie. But there are times where he doesn't, it's like he doesn't understand the lines he wrote.
Oh, listen to me. He is so wooden in his acting. And I told Gio, I go, the looping in this film is horrible. And by looping, I mean you can clearly tell that all of the dialogue they shot on set didn't work, so they had to go and loop it after the fact and try and sync up the lips to the new dialogue. And you understand that, right, TM?
Oh, it's just terrible technically. I mean, they say there's one part where the soundtrack skips, the thing with the other actor, the beard. I mean,
wait a minute. Did you?
I love a bad movie.
Who doesn't?
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's, Howard the Duck, Back to School, Starship Troopers. That's what I think of a movie that's so bad that it's good. It's charming. This movie is just ridiculous. It's terrible.
Well, let me ask you something. Tori brought this up. Did you realize that midway through the film they switched an actor?
I didn't realize until I watched videos and saw different stories about it. But I mean, I noticed that all they introduced the characters and just things weren't set up right, and it was just sloppily thrown together. But the crazy thing about this movie is it's really going to get a resurgence here within the next couple of months.
You know why, right, TM?
The Disaster Artist comes out. Yeah, The Disaster Artist will come out.
So what happened?
Out the room.
So James Franco and Seth Rogen have purchased the rights to The Room.
From Tom Wiseau?
Yes, and they are making a movie about making the movie The Room.
And that's what it's called, The Disaster Artist, TM?
The Disaster Artist. And it's getting rave reviews. Dave Franco, Seth Rogen, you know, James Franco's in it. And all those other people have little roles in the film as well that were in it. Wiseau, all of them do. But a lot of people are like, I can't believe he let them do it. I mean, all it's going to do is bring attention to his crappy movie. And you know he's making some money off
of it. Oh, absolutely.
I think, as for a movie like this, that this actually could be a great movie. I mean, The Room is an awful movie. Put it this way. A couple years ago when Room was out with Brie Larson,
right,
we got all this press release and stuff from the studio saying, make sure you refer to this movie as Room. Do not call it The Room. We do not want to be associated with that.
TM, this is funny because I saw Room, and it always bugged me. I'm like, why don't they call this The Room? And now I know. Because now you know why. Yeah. Gio, what did you want to say?
So the guy that played Mark in the movie. Oh, hi, Mark.
Right. Yeah. Hi, Mark. That's how he's introduced it. You're like, who the hell is that?
He wrote a book about the movie, about making the movie. And that is now what's being adapted as the
Disaster Artist.
Seth Rogen. And when we get out, I'll show you the trailer because there's a trailer out about it already.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
Seth
Rogen. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
already.
But it's got a ton of profanity, so we can't play it on the radio.
Right, right.
But I tell you what, I cannot wait to see this movie.
TM, were you like me where there were two people making out in a room and you had to turn to somebody and go, who are they?
There's so many odd scenes in it. Like the scene with the tape recorder, and he just pulls the tape out of his front pocket. It was 2003.
I'm telling everybody.
Oh my God!
Go look up and watch The Room. It's on. You can find it on YouTube. The whole movie's on there.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad you could, because I couldn't get it on the Balls Box when I was acting up. And you go, just YouTube it.
I have the DVD because the minute I watched it at my buddy's house,
you went and bought it.
I went to Amazon Prime right away. I ordered like 5 copies of the movie.
Jerrica, I know you said you had no desire to see this film. I'm telling you,
I was going to watch it. I just didn't have time today. But trust me, I will go watch this film.
It is so bad. I've laughed out loud literally so many times. I watched it three times. I watched the movie three times, and I've since gone back on YouTube and watched clips and rewatched clips.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
It's this underground cult thing.
To be sure.
I found out there's been screenings all over the country, also including here in Tampa Bay. It's insane. It's so great.
By the way, go ahead.
The worldwide gross for that movie now is $9 million.
Get the hell out of here. $9 million.
Gained a cult following.
How much money did Purgatwist make so far?
We haven't released it to the GP yet, so don't worry about it.
Listen, Tommy Wiseau laughs at what you're doing.
TM, I am going to do my best to get out this weekend and see Blade Runner, so hopefully we'll be able to talk about it. You'll have seen it by then, and you can give us a call next week so we can discuss it, all right? The sequel to Blade Runner.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the studio, I mean, they were really hard on us about Blade Runner 2049. And I will say this, I'm not going to spoil anything, trust me. I mean, they'll literally never let me go to a Warner Brothers movie again.
Right.
Okay. But if you are a fan of this film and you are a fan of the Blade Runner series, you know, now that there's two of them, listen, avoid everything that's in-depth about this movie, articles-wise, even some reviews. I'm very spoiler-free in all my reviews, but some people may not be. And there is a lot to spoil from the opening of this movie from throughout.
Okay.
So if you are a fan of Blade Runner, avoid stuff and stay away from people who know it, because there were a couple things that it almost distracted me in the beginning, because I was like, oh my gosh, there was no marketing. There was nothing for this. No inkling about this at all.
Oh, so great.
Avoid stuff, because there are spoilers to be had, Mo. So don't wait too long.
I'm not. I'll see it this weekend. Thanks, Ian. We appreciate you.
Lisa!
Did you notice the scene where Claudette, Lisa's mother,
yes,
out of nowhere, tells her that she got the results from her test back and she has breast cancer? And then she never mentions the rest of the film.
She never mentions it, they
just brush it off, and it's never mentioned the rest of the movie.
They would introduce plot threads, and then they just disappear.
They leave you hanging.
They just disappear, and they go to this roof that looks so fake. And by the way, they bring the football up to this roof.
Well, if you're gonna toss a football, you go to the roof.
Yeah, you might as well go like 50 stories up so that the football can go over the side.
Right.
Oh, let's go to these last two calls. Joe, what do you have to say? You're on the BDRS.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up? Hi, Joe. I just walked in the room. I never watched the movie until you guys were mentioning it, so I put it on, you know, YouTube while I'm at work.
Yeah.
The credits were the funniest thing about the whole movie. put all the credits first, and then you got this guy. I could only laugh
Johnny.
10 minutes, and I started laughing, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
I mean, him and his girlfriend go up to the bedroom, and then all of a sudden this little kid shows up and
jumps in the bed with him.
What?
And I'm like, what the hell?
That's Denny. That's Denny.
Joe, do yourself a favor and watch it.
Yeah, go back and watch it.
It'll never happen.
I appreciate your honesty.
I'd rather watch SpongeBob.
All right. Gotcha,
all right,
Joe.
Brother.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm not kidding when I say this. I cannot recommend this movie enough.
I'm
going to go watch it.
You have
to. I promise.
And you will be amazed that, again, typically in a film, the camera will cut to somebody and pull them into a scene. So there's movement.
Right.
So you can see where they came from. So it's literally like I'm standing right behind the camera. Two guys are talking, and then I walk in front of the camera, and everybody goes, oh, hey, Joe.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey, Mo.
Creeping in the camera.
Hey, Denny.
Final call. Seth, what do you got?
Guys.
Oh, hey, Seth.
You talk about this movie. Hey.
Hi, Seth.
I've been listening to you guys talk about this movie for over a half an hour now, maybe 40 minutes, and I still have no clue what it's about. I have not even the smallest clue of anything about it except for tuxedos, a football, and oh, hi, Mike, Jack.
Seth.
I don't even know. I have to watch it.
You do.
It sounds so horrible.
Seth.
So horrible.
Seth, they tell you nothing about the characters. They don't even really give you the location. I had no idea the guy was a banker. You have nothing, you know nothing about the fiance, and you have no understanding of why just arbitrarily someone walks in holding a football. Three times.
Honestly, from your comments on from all of you guys, I don't think you guys even know what the movie's about. And Gio's seen it three times, and he still doesn't know what the movie's about.
Thank you, Seth. You're absolutely right.
Recently, over 1,000 people showed up for a midnight screening in Los Angeles to watch this movie.
I would tell you this. That would be a fun time. Hey, let's get a group of people together. Let's get some popcorn, some sodas, and go watch this movie.
Yeah, that's what I did with my buddy.
It was an hour and 38 minutes, I think. And that thing felt like it was a four-hour movie. I fell asleep. I woke up. I fell asleep. I can't. Oh, my God. Yeah, you were right.
It says that the movie had a crew of 400 people.
It did not.
That's what it says, man.
400 people went.
It says more than 400 people were employed in its production, and the film was promoted with a giant billboard in Hollywood, which featured a brooding picture of Wiseau.
Oh, everything. He was brooding in the entire thing. Even when he was laughing, he had one expression. He had one expression, and he had one delivery.
You have to see it. Jerrica, you have to watch The Room.
I promise, I'm going to go watch it.
I am still perplexed as to why it's called The Room.
It's The Room.
Okay. All right.
Tommy Wiseau's The Room. Google it. You'll thank us later.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.